All right, so today we're diving into something pretty wild. We're going to be looking at this PBD podcast interview with Terrence Howard, you know, the actor,
Of course, yeah.
and also this NASA physicist, Dr. Weiteng Yu.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about Terrence Howard's theories about physics,
Right.
energy,
Interesting.
the universe,
Okay.
all that kind of stuff, and then we'll get Dr. Yu's take on it all, I guess, from like the, you know, the NASA perspective. And then along the way, we'll also look at some of the more interesting stories from Terrence Howard's time in Hollywood.
Sounds good. I think a lot of our listeners probably know Terrence Howard as an actor. You know, he's been in some pretty big films like Iron Man and Empire.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely got a pretty successful acting career.
Yeah. But beyond acting, he says that he's got over 90 patents.
Wow.
Yeah. And he actually left Hollywood back in 2019 to, really focus on his scientific work.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast too, and he had that big debate with Eric Weinstein.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was something else.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this Dr. Weiteng Yu, who is also on the podcast,
Yeah.
is a physicist, and he's been working at NASA for like 17 years. He's got a PhD in engineering physics, and he's a spacecraft subsystem manager right now. But here's the thing, he also does independent research.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
Okay.
and he's got this theory called the Yuon theory of everything, which we'll probably talk about more later. But it's important to know that he's very clear that this is his own theory. Like, it doesn't represent NASA or any of that.
Okay, so it's not like official NASA science.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so right off the bat, there's this huge disagreement with like mainstream science. Terrence Howard says that 1 + 1 = 2 is wrong.
Wait, what? How is that even possible?
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
But he's basing it on this whole volumetric understanding of the universe. Like, it's totally different from the way that, we typically think about math.
Right. Like we learn 1 + 1 = 2, like, you know, when we're little kids, it's basic math.
Exactly. But then you've got like AI evaluating his paper, this paper he wrote on a finite universe,
Yeah.
and the AI is like, nope. Not scientifically valid because of that 1 + 1 = 2 thing, and just a bunch of other concepts that haven't been proven.
It's like, how can you even argue with that? 1 + 1 = 2. Like, that's just how it is, right?
Well, that's what we've been taught, but Terrence Howard's really challenging that basic assumption. So I think what's really fascinating here is that, like, the most basic arithmetic is being questioned. It makes you wonder, what are the implications if our understanding of quantity is totally off?
Yeah.
But at the same time, the AI analysis is saying, hey, this contradicts all the math we know. It's like, we need to figure out what kind of framework he's working with. Maybe he's thinking about how things exist in space, how much volume they take up, rather than just counting them as separate things.
Yeah, like a different way of looking at numbers altogether.
Exactly. So Terrence Howard has all these like really different scientific ideas. And one of the key ones is this thing he calls the linchpin. What do you think about that?
Well, from what I understand, he describes this linchpin as like the thing that makes up everything in the universe. It's like the common factor.
Oh, okay.
And it also kind of acts like a translator between really big things and really small things.
So it gets bridging the gap between like massive galaxies and tiny particles.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's some kind of universal code that makes everything work together.
Huh. That's a pretty big idea. So then he talks about resonance over force.
Right. That's
Yeah.
another really important part of his theory. He's basically saying that the universe doesn't really work based on forces like gravity.
Wait, so if it's not gravity pulling things together, then what is it?
He's saying it's more about frequencies.
Frequencies.
Yeah, like everything is vibrating at a certain frequency, and that's how things interact.
That's so different from like the classic Newtonian view of gravity, right?
Totally. It's like a complete paradigm shift. Instead of things being pulled together by this invisible force, it's more like they're kind of resonating with each other.
I see.
Well,
So then he takes it a step further. He says he's been able to simulate Saturn without gravity, without dark energy, without dark matter.
right. And that's a huge GE claim because if that's actually true, it means like everything we think we know about how planets and galaxies work could be wrong.
And that all those dark things, dark matter, dark energy, that they might not even be necessary.
Yeah. It's like maybe our whole model of the universe is missing something really fundamental.
He even goes as far as to say that gravity isn't a fundamental force at all, that it's actually just an effect of electricity.
I know. It's like he's trying to unify all these different forces into one. So instead of gravity being this separate thing, it's actually just a consequence of how electricity works at a really, really deep level.
That's a pretty radical idea. It goes against like the standard model of physics, right?
Totally.
And it seems like he's trying to rethink math as well, right?
Yeah. He thinks that the math we use now is like too flat, too linear. Mm-hmm. He wants to use a math that's more curved, more volumetric. Like he's even questioning prime numbers, like even the number two.
Wow. It's like he's redefining everything from the ground up.
Yeah. He says that our current math just doesn't really reflect how things work in the real world.
Okay. So then there's the energy part of his theories.
Right.
He claims he's come up with equations for unlimited energy by tapping into, what did he call it? Van der Waals? Van der Waals, or the zero point.
Okay.
It's like this theoretical energy that exists everywhere, even in a vacuum.
Oh, so he thinks he can pull energy from, like, empty space? Yeah, that's the idea. And if he's right, it could solve a lot of our energy problems.
I mean, that would be groundbreaking. Didn't he also talk about some pretty futuristic technologies, too?
He did. He mentioned something called tangential flight and unlimited midair bonding.
Okay, break those down for me.
Well, tangential flight is like, imagine being able to move around a center of mass super easily. Like, think about how a figure skater spins.
Oh, yeah?
And then unlimited midair bonding, that's basically being able to connect things without using, like, screws or glue.
So you're saying, like, we could build things without cranes.
Exactly.
And we could have flying cars that, like, zip around effortlessly.
Potentially. I mean, if he can actually make these things work, it would be revolutionary.
So how about this beryllium thing? I think he said something about using beryllium for energy, right?
Yeah, he talked about using the frequency of beryllium to separate hydrogen and oxygen atoms.
So he's basically trying to extract energy from water using beryllium.
Yeah, something like that. But he did mention that some chemists think it's not really possible.
Oh, so even within the scientific community, there's some pushback on his ideas.
Definitely. Not everyone's buying it.
Right. Then there's this whole thing with the three-body problem.
Right. He claims he solved it.
Wait, really? The three-body problem? That thing's been stumping scientists for centuries.
I know. It's like you've got these three objects in space all pulling on each other with gravity, and it's super hard to predict how they'll move.
Exactly. It's so complex.
Yeah.
And he's saying he's figured it out.
Yeah. But apparently most scientists are dismissing his solution. Like they're saying it's just not valid.
It seems like a lot of his ideas are kind of clashing with the accepted science, right?
Yeah. It's definitely causing some friction.
So how about this, Dr. Yu? What did he think about all this?
Well, he's coming from, you know, more of a traditional scientific background. So he didn't agree with the 1+1=2 thing at all. But he did seem to understand where Terrence Howard was coming from.
What do you mean?
Like, he noticed that Terrence Howard is adding in this other dimension to the way he defines multiplication.
Oh, I see. So it's not just straight up wrong. It's just a different way of looking at things.
Right. And Dr. Yu actually agreed that something's not quite right with our current understanding of physics.
Whoa, that's pretty big coming from a NASA physicist.
I know. It's like even he's admitting that there are some big gaps in our knowledge.
Yeah. And then he brought up his own theory, this Yuon theory of everything.
Right. And he was very specific about the electron.
Okay, what about the electron?
He thinks that the way we understand electrons is wrong.
How so?
He says that electrons don't just have a negative charge. They actually have both positive and negative charges.
So like they're like tiny magnets with a north and a south pole.
Exactly. He calls it a bipolar electron.
So if he's right, that would change a lot of things, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like the whole planetary model of the atom where the electrons are orbiting the nucleus, that wouldn't work anymore.
Right, because if electrons are like little magnets, they would just stick to the nucleus, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't need to orbit.
Yeah.
And it would also affect this whole idea of quantum jumps,
yeah.
You know, where electrons jump between energy levels.
Oh, right, like planets suddenly changing their orbits. It wouldn't make sense.
Exactly. Dr. Yu also brought up this idea of the ether.
The ether?
Yeah.
Isn't that like an old idea that was disproven?
Yeah, it was kind of abandoned after Einstein's theory of relativity. But Dr. Yu is suggesting that there might be some kind of medium that light travels through, like a magnetic or electromagnetic field. And he even said that each solar system might have its own, like, little bubble of this ether.
Wow. So he's bringing back this old concept, but with a new twist.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Now, when it came to the size of the universe, they had different views.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, Terrence Howard believes in a finite universe. Like, he thinks there's a limit to how big it is.
Okay.
But Dr. Yu thinks space and time are infinite.
So one's thinking about a closed system, and the other's thinking about endless expansion.
Right. But even Dr. Yu said that maybe the ether, that light-carrying medium he was talking about, maybe that could be finite within each solar system.
I see. So like little pockets of finiteness within an infinite universe.
Yeah, something like that. They also had some interesting thoughts about the fundamental forces of the universe.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, Dr. Yu has this really simple idea. He thinks that motion is the only true fundamental force.
Just motion.
Yeah. And he thinks that all the other forces, like gravity, the strong force, the weak force, that they're all just different expressions of motion.
So, like, everything comes down to movement at its core.
That's his idea.
Huh. And what about gravity? I know they both had some unconventional ideas about that.
They both think that gravity isn't a fundamental force. They think it's more like a side effect.
Of what?
Well, Dr. used this analogy with magnets. You know how magnets can either attract or repel each other depending on how you hold them?
Yeah.
So he thinks maybe gravity is similar. Like, it's not this constant force. It's more about how things are arranged and interacting.
Okay. And he also pointed out that gravity is way weaker than the other forces, right?
Yeah, like way weaker than electromagnetism. And that's always been a mystery to physicists. Like, why is gravity so weak? But maybe if it's just an effect of something else, then that would explain it.
I see. So they're both questioning some pretty fundamental stuff.
They are. And that brings up another issue, which is getting these unconventional ideas accepted by the scientific community.
Right, because it can be really hard to challenge the status quo in science.
Terrence Howard talked about how difficult it's been to get his work peer-reviewed. He's had people dismiss his ideas, accuse him of, you know, not understanding what he's talking about.
Oh, wow.
It's like, even if you have groundbreaking ideas, it can be really tough to break through when you're going against the grain.
I mean, the peer review process is important, right? To make sure the science is sound.
Oh, absolutely. But Dr. Yu made a good point about how peer review can sometimes act as a gatekeeper, you know? Like, it can prevent new ideas from getting out there, especially if those ideas are challenging the established way of thinking.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's not just peer review. It's like your whole career in academia depends on, you know, playing by the rules, sticking to the accepted theories.
Right. But to be fair, Dr. Yu also said that sometimes unconventional theories just have flaws, you know? So it's not like every new idea is a good idea.
Right, right. There's got to be a balance between being open to new ideas and also being rigorous.
Exactly. So they also touched on space travel a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Terrence Howard thinks Elon Musk is a genius, but he also thinks he's kind of misguided when it comes to Mars.
Really? How so?
Well, he's concerned about the lack of atmosphere on Mars, and he also thinks that some elements might behave differently out there because of the distance from the sun and all that.
Oh, interesting.
He actually thinks we should focus on mining the asteroid belt instead.
So skip Mars and go straight for the asteroids.
Yeah, he thinks it would be a lot more valuable in the long run.
I see. So what else did they talk about?
Oh, they went into all sorts of things. They even talked about how the pyramids were built.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Terrence Howard thinks resonance and frequencies might have been involved, like maybe they use sound to move those huge stones.
Like that story about the walls of Jericho.
Exactly. And he also brought up this idea that maybe the pyramids weren't just made of solid blocks of granite, but some kind of composite material.
So like they might have had a more advanced understanding of material science than we give them credit for?
Maybe. Towards the end of the interview, Terrence Howard basically issued a challenge to the scientific community.
Really? What kind of challenge?
He said, hey, if you don't believe me, try it yourselves.
Try what?
Try to recreate Saturn in Blender.
Blender, like the 3D modeling software.
Yeah. He said, build it using my principles, without gravity, without dark matter, without dark energy, and see if it works.
That's a pretty bold challenge.
It is. He also said that people should scrutinize his solution to the three-body problem, and if they can prove he's wrong, he'll drop his whole theory.
So he's really putting it all out there.
Yeah, he's not afraid of being proven wrong.
What did Dr. Yu think about all this?
Well, he didn't agree with everything, obviously.
Right.
But he did say that he found the idea of a bipolar electron to be pretty interesting, and he thought that the idea of building a model of the universe without relying on these dark concepts was worth exploring.
So even though they had their disagreements, there was some common ground there.
Definitely. It seemed like Dr. Yu was genuinely curious about Terrence Howard's ideas, even if he wasn't fully convinced.
It's good to be open-minded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we talked about all the physics stuff, but what about those Hollywood stories? I'm curious about that.
Oh, yeah. He shared some pretty interesting anecdotes. So remember his character in Fighting? Harvey Borden.
Yeah, the guy who trains the fighter.
Yeah. Well, he based that character on a 65-year-old Jewish woman he knew.
Wow, that's unexpected.
I know, right? He also talked about how he was actually the highest paid actor in the first Iron Man movie.
Really? I would have thought Robert Downey Jr. would have been the highest paid.
Yeah, most people assume that. But he said he made more than Robert Downey Jr. for that first film.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah. And then he talked about how for the later movies, Marvel tried to renegotiate his contract and pay him less.
Hmm. I wonder why.
Yeah, it's not entirely clear. He also mentioned that he really admires Nick Nolte as an actor.
Oh, yeah. Nick Nolte's great.
Yeah, he talked about how he thinks Nick Nolte is one of the most talented actors out there. And then he went on to talk about how he thinks some actors struggle because they've kind of lost their man card, so to speak.
What does he mean by that?
Well, he thinks that some actors have compromised their principles, you know, to get ahead in Hollywood.
So, like, they've sold out.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And he even mentioned a specific instance where Puffy, you know, P. Diddy, invited him to something and he refused to go because he felt like it wasn't professional.
Huh. So he's really sticking to his principles, even if it means turning down opportunities.
Yeah, it seems like integrity is really important to him.
So after diving into all of this, what are your biggest takeaways?
I think it's clear that Terrence Howard is offering a really different perspective on physics.
Yeah.
He's questioning some really basic assumptions, like the nature of math, the force of gravity, the structure of the atom.
Right. And Dr. Yu, even though he's a NASA physicist, he's open to the possibility that there might be some truth to what Terrence Howard is saying.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the electron.
I think this whole conversation shows how important it is to be open to new ideas, even if they seem strange at first.
Definitely. It's like, we should never stop questioning what we think we know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we have to be critical, right? We can't just accept everything we hear without questioning it.
Right. It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly.
So for our listeners, I think this is a great opportunity to, like, really think outside the box.
Yeah. Go check out Terrence Howard's website. It's terryslinchpins.com. He's got all his white papers there, and he explains his ideas in more detail.
Yeah. And think about what it would mean if some of these fundamental concepts in physics turned out to be wrong.
It's like, what if gravity isn't what we think it is?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What kind of technologies could we develop if we had a different understanding of how the universe works?
It's mind-blowing to think about.
It is. And it also makes you realize how much we still don't know about the universe.
Yeah, there's so much more to discover. And maybe, just maybe, some of the answers are hiding in plain sight. We just need to be willing to look at things in a new way.
I think that's a great note to end on. Keep an open mind, keep asking questions, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to make the next big scientific breakthrough.
All right, that's it for our deep dive today. We'll see you next time.
See that.